This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 279 for Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. This is Brian. I don't know who that is.
This is Lisa, your wife, the woman to whom you are legally bound for the rest of your life.
So, I was in Chicago this past weekend.
I know. It was awesome. That I wasn't.
And I ran into a salesman, and he suggested I buy a coffin.
So I can bury you in it?
I told him it was the last thing I'll ever need. Anyway. Welcome. What's up with the sunglasses?
Eric brought them back from his trip. These are from Quick Trip. He loves me so much that he brought me back gas station sunglasses.
4th of July.
I know, aren't they great? I think I want to start like a collection of really bad, ugly sunglasses. So I need to go back to Target and get those little hot pink. They look like kids' sunglasses in the shape of like flowers, right? Aren't these cool? These are awesome.
So this week we have a bunch of new and exciting products.
Go.
You can wear those the whole time.
Except when I have to read, yes. Just to mess with you.
Hey, can you read that over there? What does that say?
That says Cognac Brown.
You're no fun. We got a bunch of new stuff in this week. Some of it was a little bit of a surprise.
Oh, what were we surprised about?
Well, I just, you know, sometimes you don't know when stuff is coming in, but the new Visconti Homo Sapiens.
You're like shaking that.
It's like a shaker.
Yeah.
Bronze swirl. Look at this. Is this not really a very attractive pen? It's got kind of an ivory cap, almost a coppery bronze.
Coffee.
White swirl on the transparent barrel.
The feed is ivory. How funky
it's an ivory
is that?
Feed. Yep.
I have not looked at this. Sometimes I'll cheat and I'll peek. I have not looked at this.
Well, it just came in, so.
But I mean, you've seen it.
Well, I have. 23 karat palladium nib.
Funky.
Limited edition. It's
that's
just,
very
it's gorgeous.
Cool.
It's really nice. Rhodium trim.
Too big for me, so you're safe.
You know, double reservoir power filler, of course. Just it's a
what does
good
that
looking
mean?
Pen. Well, it has
you
two
just rattle that off like everybody knows what that is. And
well, okay, so it has, and it's easy to see on this pen because there's two chambers here, essentially. There's the back chamber.
I gotta take my sunglasses off.
See, that's all it took, right? There are two chambers. There's the back chamber, and then there's this forward chamber here.
Okay.
So when this is, when you fill it,
Do you screw this down? Yes. Okay.
So you screw this down, and this is just like on your VAC 700. When you screw it down, it closes off the back reservoir from the front reservoir. So, you know.
So you only have access to that small
reservoir. To the front, yes. The front part from here, which is about, you know, what is that, half an inch back from the thread, essentially. But when you want to fill that front reservoir again, you just hold it like so, nib down, and then you let the, unscrew this and let the ink pour in.
Oh, look at that.
Screw it back down, and you got yourself a little more. So you give yourself a little ink at a time.
Okay. Pace yourself.
You can pace yourself, yep.
Good.
But it holds a ton of ink.
Good.
The Wall Street that I had that feature. It was kind of nice. Because, you know, when you think you're out, then you just, you know,
but
you always have more.
With your Wall Street, you couldn't see through it as easily.
So not as easily. I had the ink window, so I could see if that there was, you know, a little bit of ink in there. But this is just a really great looking pen. It almost looks, you know, this ivory almost looks like a marble, you know, real nice marble flooring or something. But nice looking pen.
Very cool.
I really like the, you know, they've really started to improve how they do the lettering on the clip. It's not like it used to be. It's got a nice little ivory inlay on there.
They've really stepped up their quality control and their attention to detail in the last year or so. We've been very pleased with what we're seeing from Visconti these days. And Kohl's of London is terrific to work with.
Yep. They take feedback really.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite well.
And they take it seriously and they actually do something with it. Which is terrific. So,
if you're a Homo Sapiens fan, you like those limiteds, this is...
Grab it.
Yeah, this is 888 pieces. It's just really... I haven't always liked all of the limiteds that have come out. I do regret not having gotten the crystal, which was very early on. But this one's nice, very attractive. It makes me think of coffee, actually.
Ooh,
so coffee. Anyway, Visconti, Homo sapiens, bronze swirls. What else we got?
We finally got in the new Faber-Castell inks. So we've got a bunch of them. Cognac brown.
That's nice.
Really pretty.
That's
brown. Nice. I like that. It's very warm. Viper green. It's just bright and fun.
Let me see that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nice. I like the next one. The next one's maybe my favorite of the bunch.
Everybody in the Funny Farm was talking about this. Olive green. Super pretty. I like it. It's not too muddy and darkened, but it's definitely got some depth to it. So.
It kind of reminds me of Alt Goldgren almost.
Yep. Or Chico Rin.
Klinger.
Yep. This one I'm going to screw up, so I'm going to try really hard to get it right. It's Gulf Blue. I thought it was Surf Blue, and so when I printed out, well, read that.
Yeah, I can see how you could
misconstrue
that.
So first I was calling it Surf Blue.
The G doesn't quite close.
Like an S,
and it looks like an S.
And the L looks like an R. So anyway, Gulf Blue.
So.
Because after I redid the swab cards, I kept saying Surf's Up. Just to mess with everybody. So it's Gulf Blue. India Red, which I thought was a little more red when I was swabbing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not bad though. It's not bad.
No. I like it.
It's got a little bit of salmon almost.
Yeah. And then we also have an ink that we.
Well, hang on. Let's give me that olive green box. So there also looks like they're doing new labels. Now,
I
see this coming
on
some of the other lines. Is they're putting a little bit of a
viper.
What would you? It's an image instead of just a color swab on the box, which is kind of nice.
Skin.
Yeah, that's cool. So it's just a little bit of...
You don't like olives.
Well, I don't like olives, but I like that it freshens up the box and the packaging. It's the same great...
Cognac. I wonder if like they took a picture of cognac. Now I
same
want
great
Baileys
bottles
in my coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, the bottles are just gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. They've always done a nice job. And what I like is, since I'm clumsy, they're nice and sturdy.
You can't knock it over. Yeah, I actually have an empty... Graf von Faber-Castell bottle I use for shellac, actually. We've repurposed, and when I do pen repair, it's the best bottle ever. So,
cool.
We may have empty bottles. If you are interested, just give us a shout.
They're awesome, yep.
We'll help you find them because they're not on the website. But moving on to noodlers.
At the St. Louis Pen Show, they had a show color, and it is Cardinal Kestrel. And again, I think it's actually a little darker than this, but super, super pretty color.
Every paper's different. Right?
We did pick some up at the show, and we do have them online.
Interesting label.
Nathan spends so much time on the labels. It's really...
Got a little cardinal on there and some deceased blue jays or some Orioles. I don't know what's going on. Little baseball theme there, but what's not to like about a cardinal on your bottle of ink? I'm a big fan. So, new ink, and if we're going to complete the triad this week, we've got new notebooks from...
Which are a problem for me.
Well,
because I like them, but I'm not going to use them, but I want one.
All right, well, you know, you're a peach.
You're not very funny.
That's the book she gave me.
I love this one.
You're happy to see me?
No. I love it. Isn't that adorable?
Stiff flexibles, a bunch of new designs came in.
I love all the animals.
That we didn't previously have. Yeah, the animals are
cute.
There's
a penguin, there's a rabbit, there's a...
Cow.
Cow. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
A little frog. It's adorable.
Love it. And then we've got...
Subway.
The subway for the cities. You've got Paris, London. Look at Madrid. What a gorgeous color that is.
Yeah. Milan.
Yep.
So,
yeah,
very those
cool.
are extra large
sizes.
Yeah, most of them are, and they kind of have their own size, so it's a little different than your standard A5, whatever. But what's really cool is, so these have they're hardcover, but then they flex a little bit so that you don't have to worry about bending them. They're all lined, but then in the back you have some blank pages, some graph, and the last graph pages are all perforated, so you can rip it out.
Oh, that's
cool. Got a little
cool.
pocket in the back. It comes with a notebook. It's got this elastic closure.
These are awesome.
So they're really a and did we mention fountain pen?
But wait,
friendly.
There's more. Okay. Fountain pen friendly.
Fountain
well,
pen
that's
friendly,
very
yeah.
important.
So it's new paper on these new designs. The old designs weren't quite as fountain pen friendly, but the new ones are very, very much an improvement. Italian made, cute covers.
They're adorable.
I mean, we must have, I don't know how many designs now. 50? 50
lot.
Different designs?
They're adorable.
Mostly in this, which is a good size. This is sort of like a short A5 maybe, a little bit taller, a little bit narrower.
I like the bigger size.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Can I get a frog in the big size?
Mm-mm.
No?
Frog only comes in this size.
Oh, man.
The extra large is like pretty much only the
cities?
The underground.
All right, well, I guess so. I'll just have to turn that into my travel journal.
There you go. If we go to Paris?
No, just,
London,
you know, wherever.
There's no Japan?
No.
No Tokyo? Okay.
No.
All right. So new stiff flexible designs, these are great. Just a little bit of everything in those things. So.
And who doesn't like a fun cover on your journal?
Yep. So anyway, those are new. And what's coming new very soon, new brand, and we've been kind of chasing this brand for a while.
Well, chasing's not really
well, chasing's
the right
not
word.
The right word.
We've been
looking
at this off and on for a couple years, and Diplomat
is
coming.
Yep.
Diplomat has changed distributors, and kind of at the same time that we'd made the decision to go with it, so that was interesting.
The Arrow. I've wanted an Arrow for a long time.
I'm shocked you never bought one.
The reason I like it is there are a lot of pens on the market that are either balance shaped or they're essentially a cylinder with a nib.
Well, you've got Schaefer Balance, which is torpedo
yep,
ends.
Torpedo shape.
Or you've got the Parker.
The dual fold
yep. shape, which are
yep.
flat ends.
So your Meisterstück, your Sailors, your Platinums, they're all tapered to some degree. Or you've got even your Homo Sapiens is a flat top pen.
A lot of
and
your
this,
Edisons,
yeah.
a lot of, you know, yeah. a lot of pens use
one of those two.
Of two or maybe three different basic shapes.
Basic profile,
the
yeah.
Arrow is
the Arrow
cool.
is now the Arrow is tapered, but it's machined aluminum and it's got grooves in it. It's very cool. Friction yeah. fit cap.
It's very comfortable. It's not as heavy as I thought it would be.
It's nice. Our good friend Mike Madison has been a big fan of the Arrow for a number of years. In fact, he told me, he says every time one comes out, he usually gets it. And he keeps, you know, in fact, we were in Raleigh and he had one in his pocket and I was looking at it. So those are coming soon. And they have a number of other models that are going to be, that are nice. Their Excellence A2 Skyline is really a cool pattern.
And then you got to see and fondle some of these?
Yeah. The Esteem is a nice, we were at, we'll talk about the Yafa event in a bit, but Ken had most of the models, and there were some really, my God, take those off. There's some really, really nice pens, and some were nicer than I remembered them being, so I was really excited about that. They wrote incredibly well.
Good.
And, you know, sometimes when you take a sample pen out of, you know, somebody's sample kit, they're, you know, they've been tossed around, and they've been beat up, and they don't always, you know, they're not always perfect. These things were perfect, so.
Awesome.
Very excited about that. Diplomat coming soon. Stay tuned. If you have anything specific you're looking for, just shoot us an email. We'll be happy to help you out.
Cool.
So, what do we got next?
Rapid fire, since... You're back. All right. You ready?
I'm ready. Hit me. Oh.
See, now that's funny. Flat top or round top? Flat top.
I like a taper pen. I like a round top.
Okay. How about with cars? I like a square car.
No. Sleek, sexy,
yeah.
curvy.
No, I like a square car.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
That was
easy.
I like round tops. Although it's hard to argue with a, you know, like a Sailor Pro Gear. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're on to the next question. Go ahead. I was just you know, elaborating.
So you like a round top, except I like a flat top.
De- I like the Pro Gear is nice. It's got the little jewel. That's why I like okay. it. If it didn't have that little jewel on the top, then I would.
Okay.
I'd say I'm 100% round top.
Okay. Flat top.
I'm done.
Ink window or clear demonstrator pen? Oh, that's easy. Neither.
I would prefer an ink window. I don't have too many demonstrators, unless they're true demonstrators in the vintage sense. But I'm more of an ink window type. Just a little subtle bit to see what color ink is in your pen.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't need to see. It's just one more thing to clean, and I'm not.
Well, you don't have to clean it.
Well, sometimes like ink can stain it, and then you got to worry about it. I'm anal that way. But I'm not a fan of an entire demonstrator pen. I know some people love them, so have at it. I've never been into that.
Well, sometimes it's cool.
I know, but then I'd spend more time watching the ink lava lamp.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. So it's just safer for me. I'm far more productive.
You don't like demonstrators, apparently.
Yeah, no demonstrator.
No demonstrators.
Don't buy me a demonstrator.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Oh, glow in the dark or sparkly?
Oh my God, glow in the dark.
Well, what are we talking? Are we talking shoes? Are we talking clothes? Are we talking ink? Oh yeah.
Watches? Loom? Yeah, glow in the dark.
Sparkly. Sparkly, as long as it doesn't like rub off.
It always rubs off.
Well then,
always.
I guess glow in the dark. When you were little, did you have those little stars on your ceiling?
No, I did not.
Me either.
The kids did.
I always wanted them. They may have. Okay. I may have done that since I couldn't have them. Mom, if you're watching. Since I couldn't have them, I think the kids did briefly. But anyway.
All right. Next question.
Oh, this is easy. Posted or non-posted? Absolutely, positively, a deal breaker for me has to be able to post. I am a poster.
I think the pen has to post. I don't always post, though, because I'm not always writing, you know, the latest chapter of whatever. But if I want to post, I want to be able to do it.
So posted or non-posted?
I usually post, almost always post. Okay. I mean, I have a couple pens that don't, so it's, you know, it's no big deal. But I prefer that they... Next question. Am I talking too much here? I'm just trying to explain.
No, you're just like, yes, no, yes, no. I just, you know, a little.
If it doesn't post, then it's...
You're fine with it, but you
I'm fine with it. Right. Okay. There's a couple of check boxes I got to check before I buy a pen. And, you know, if I hit all the check boxes, then it's okay. But if there's anything missing, then give second thought.
My pens have to post.
Apparently I'm picky.
And delicate. Pepperoni and sausage or pepperoni and mushroom?
Oh, that's so easy.
Okay, you go first.
Mushrooms are disgusting. I can't stand mushrooms. Pepperoni and sausage.
Can I have pepperoni, sausage, and mushroom?
No, you can't. I can't. It could be on your half of the
pizza. How about sausage and mushroom?
No.
I like mushrooms. I hardly ever eat them because Brian can't stand them. So.
I just don't like them. They're chewy. They're just like, you can't
they
ever.
They grow in the dark.
It's like eating, oh my God. They're like rubber. Anyway, next question. Let's move on. I'm going to get hungry.
Pipette or syringe? Syringe.
Syringe, absolutely. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Pipettes are great, but if you are refilling an ink cartridge, the mouth of the cartridge has to be wide enough, and sometimes it's not. So syringe.
I think you have better control with the syringe, and it doesn't, you know, with the pipette, sometimes you get that little, you know, you
bubble.
Get that little popping, and
yeah.
then ink gets everywhere.
Okay. So, syringe. Sure. Orange ink or red ink?
Oof. Can I have a red orange, maybe? Red. I'll do red, maybe.
Okay, what's your favorite red?
I don't actually have any. I have, like, Bordeaux. I have, you know, Mont Blanc Bordeaux, Burgundy red.
Okay.
That would be, like, dark reds.
Okay. So you don't have a favorite red?
Well, if you count Mont Blanc Bordeaux, yeah, I'm pretty...
That's a Burgundy.
It's in the red family.
Okay.
I actually don't own a red ink.
Okay, well, maybe you should try one.
Maybe I should.
Schaefer Red is an excellent...
Cardinal Kestrel, look at that.
That's a great red.
That is a good-looking red, actually.
Okay. All right. I like oranges. It's like, if you get the right orange, like Sailor Apricot or Kinmokusai, it's like liquid sunshine. It's like orange juice in your pen. It just makes me happy. So there you go. Oh my God. Retro 51 Terabyte 2.0 or Retro 51 Chicago? Oh, man.
That's a tough one because I love them both. If I only had one to pick, I would probably pick the 2.0. I'm really pleased with the new Terabyte. I like the black, the all stealthy look to it. Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool. I mean, yeah, Chicago is awesome. It could be just that the Terabyte 2.0 is like the latest greatest thing. So you know, when we come out with the next one, it'll be that one. But
I refuse to choose. That's my story. Okay. I'm sticking to it. I love the Chicago. I love it's mm-hmm. clean and simple and beautiful. We had a hand in redesigning it. They did a great job, and we tweaked it a little bit. That was great. The Terabyte 2.0, I love.
Yep.
I loved the first one. Mm-hmm. This one is...
It's cool. I
won't say cooler, but it's definitely a different look, a different feel. Yep. So I refuse to choose.
All right. What else we got?
Cursive or print? Well, it depends. Do you want to read my writing or?
I usually print.
Really?
I print.
Not at shows.
I usually print.
That's printing?
Yeah, well, sometimes you can't read it. It looks like.
I love cursive. The look of cursive from someone who can actually write legibly. I'm pretty scrawly. I'm not a fan of my own handwriting.
You don't like that? Well, that's kind of cursive. I guess that's cursive.
Yeah. I would have to say print.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right, last one.
Da-da-da! Oh, my God. Roadrunner or Coyote?
Roadrunner. Although I got to give 10 points to Coyote. He's always he's like the evil creative genius.
You know, that was not my favorite cartoon.
Oh, man. I loved it.
I loved it. I'm going with neither.
I loved it. You got the Acme hole that he puts on there. Then, anyway, Roadrunner. All right. Other news.
Yahoo event. You were gone.
Yeah, last Woo! Weekend. So,
I mean, that's a shame.
Oh, my goodness. Me and Ken Jones. Ken Jones and I. In Chicago, thanks for everybody that stopped.
But
yeah, it was crazy. So Ken says he calls me up and says, "Okay, I don't know how this works. I don't know how you want to do it." It says, "But I'm bringing a lot of pens." I said, "Well, you know, that's cool. We can put in a couple of cases." He's like, "You know, you don't understand. I'm bringing a lot of pens." He covered every single case we had
except one.
Well, the only reason he didn't cover that is because
too
we
far away.
We doubled up on one, so we kind of kept everything in the front.
It was crazy the video you sent me with all of these binders.
We had everything that Yafa distributes.
And Kenny even wore a tie?
He wore a tie,
oh
yep.
My God.
But we had Monteverdi, Conklin, Paraphernalia, Diplomat, Stipula, Marlin, what am I forgetting? Probably
Peniter?
Peniter, yeah. Peniter was a big hit at the show, the new Peniter Gemstones.
At the store, yep.
Were just fantastic. It was good to see those in person. I had seen them before, but really nice. They had the Hyperflex nib, 14 karat. Really a nice writing pen. Everybody who saw it loved it. But we had all sorts of stuff, and it was crazy. So we were really hopping as best it could be with the 4th of July holiday on Friday.
And they shut down part of the Dan Ryan Expressway on Saturday.
Yep.
Luckily,
yep.
That didn't impact you too much. But I was concerned that you were going to be like stranded.
No. So, but
with my car.
good show with Ken. We got to see a lot of cool stuff and talked about some new stuff that's going to come, be coming along that I ordered. So.
And he's so knowledgeable. He's so much fun, and he's so knowledgeable. And he's been doing this for literally decades.
I don't know what the number is, but it's got to be at least 35 years.
Yeah.
It's got to be at least 35. And what I love about Ken is he's been on the other side of the table. So he's been in retail. He used to work with Bert Oser at Bertram's Inkwell. And I love to hear his stories from the good old days. You know, when they had their store in the mall, and it was just...
It does help when you have a sales rep or someone who's high up in a distribution company who understands what it takes to run not just an online store, but a retail brick
different.
And mortar.
Retail is
it's
different.
It's absolutely different.
A lot of people think it's just as simple as opening the door, and you know, but it doesn't. It's very different. So we had a good time with Ken, and everybody at in Chicago, the staff was delighted to see him. And we've already booked Ken coming back in December, so that's
yes.
how much we all enjoyed it, and Ken loved it. And he's like, I want to come back, dude. I'm going to be here. Here's my
date.
Here's when I can come, and I think this would be the perfect date. So he'll be back December 7th and 8th,
and
8th
or yep.
6th and 7th already. We got a plan, so it's going to be
7th
awesome.
7th and 8th.
It'll be a Friday, Saturday again. So it was a good time. So
I know. I'm sorry I missed it. You guys went, and you know, I'm a little concerned because you took pictures of the appetizer. You took pictures of the dessert. You
didn't take a picture
of the
meal.
The actual steak.
The actual steak. Well, you know.
The soup. The soup was cool.
The soup was great. So, went to Michael Jordan's. Great place. It was not very busy, so that was nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was Yafa. That's the last event we're going to have for a while until after D.C. And then I'm totally stoked about Platinum event.
I want to go.
It's going to be awesome. John and Carol and Gillette and hopefully Bryce will be able to make it. They're going to be bringing all sorts of great stuff, and we have a pretty good selection of Platinum as it is at the store, plus with the tester set, and
yeah.
they're going to bring all sorts of higher-end maquillage and interesting things that Platinum does.
And they're so much fun.
Yeah, they're fun.
We love them.
Yeah.
They're like family.
Yeah. So, but that's not coming for a while.
Let's talk about tomorrow.
So
welcome back. Goodbye.
Welcome back. I don't get a break. I haven't had a break for 2 months. I have not been here on a Friday in 2 months.
Yeah, that's about true.
Yeah, it's like 7 weeks in a row of stuff. So Miami Pen Show, I am actually very excited about this. We haven't been in 5 years. 2013 was the last time we went.
And we are not going.
We are not going. I am going. I'm flying down. I'm actually flying out of Appleton, which is cool.
Which, to me, is so exciting. Last time we went, we drove, just like going to L.A. or San Fran. It's, you know,
it's a long
2 days
way.
Down, yep. 2 days back. Brian's flying.
Flying down. The only thing I'm nervous about is getting all the stuff in the case. We're still haven't figured out if we're going to ship a box or not. But it's not the usual setup. So Anderson Pens will be at the show, but I'm not bringing ink.
No paper. No paper at all.
Yeah. So it's basically pens. I'm going to squeeze some Visconti silk cases in.
The small ones, probably not the large ones.
Probably not the large. We'll see what I can fit in there. But I'm bringing 4 96 pen binders and then a couple of 48s if I can fit those in as well. I'm bringing Namiki, Pilot, Platinum, Sailor, Visconti. I'm bringing Peniter, all the new Peniter gemstones. I'm going to see if I can. I'll probably have some Kuecos. I've got some vintage stuff that I've been working on.
Yes.
So some snorkels and touchdowns, Vacuumatics, some Estabrooks, and some other things, and whatever else I can finish up. So we'll have a small selection of vintage. What else? Kueco Lilliputs.
Whatever we can fit.
Whatever I can fit in. I'm basically going to try to bring maybe 600 pens.
Okay.
It's going to be cool, though. I'm going to actually time it, and I'm going to open up the case and lay it out, and then I'm done. So
I'm excited for you. And you get in on Thursday evening, so mm-hmm. you get to kind of make sure you know where you're going on Friday
yep.
morning, and then it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you actually spend the night Sunday night, which we never do, and
unusual.
Then
yep.
you leave like
Monday afternoon.
So this is really kind of leisurely for you. You're bringing your bathing suit. You can go to the pool.
Yeah, I'll try the pool.
There you go.
You know, but it's at the DoubleTree. Check it out. It's MiamiPenShow.com, I think. And if you're in the area, definitely go.
It's at the DoubleTree Miami Airport and Convention Center.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun. I always like going to a new show or a different show in a geographic region because you get to see people you don't normally see. You get some of the local flavor that doesn't normally travel. But, you know, hey, I'm an hour away, so I'll buy a table kind of people. And you get to meet some interesting folks. And in Miami, who knows who we're going to see. So,
you know, the last time we were there, Paul Arano and Bob Novak started singing. Do you remember that? Duke of Earl?
I vaguely
they
recall that,
they have terrific
yes.
voices. So yep. you never know. It's like a pen show and entertainment.
So looking forward. Of course, last time we went, we bought a collection
yes.
of Estabrooks.
Yes, we did.
One of the last times.
How many of those did you keep?
I kept 3 or 4.
Okay.
And that was that was the last time we found a dollar pen demonstrator. So, so you never know. I who knows what I'm going to buy? Who knows what I'm going to sell?
Oh my God! You're going to be unsupervised.
I'm going to be unsupervised with a cash bag. So, I know it's awesome. Anyway, Miami Pen Show.
Hang on, Expedia.com. I got to check my
Miami Pen Show. Come down and see me. I'm going to have two tables there. You'll see the blue tablecloths, and we'll have lots of pens, and we're going to have a good time.
Now I'm worried.
No, don't be worried.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Anything else you want to chat about?
No, I think that's it. We need to finish packing for you so I can send you out of town for the weekend.
She's more excited about me
I'm
leaving.
I'm a little excited.
She's more excited about me leaving.
I get to stay home, sleep in my own bed.
Worried that I'm unsupervised.
I'm going to be worried, yeah. Hopefully you'll be so busy that you don't have time to shop.
It's a small show. I can shop in the morning. Anyway, I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper and Miami Show Review.
Is this where I can hit you again?
No, don't hit me.
All right. Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other announcements, and follow us on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.